Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Angelica. This show is about awakening your inner spirit to experience greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. I am an angelic walk-in. I receive messages from the angelic realm, your spirit guides, and when appropriate, those that have crossed over. I also work with your spirit guides and the archangels to help to awaken your inner spirit by transmuting the outdated beliefs that no longer serve you so that you can experience the greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Each show I will be sharing a variety of tools to assist you on your spiritual path and taking phone calls. The show will be airing the second Wednesday of every month. I thank you for joining me, and I'm excited about this show.
Well, welcome everybody. You're probably wondering, it's not the second Wednesday. I decided to do an extra show, and I always do that around the holidays. So I want to wish you all a really phenomenal, amazing holiday season. This time of the year is such a special time because there's so much magic in the air. And so on this particular show, I'm going to be talking about where is your frequency and doing a meditation and taking phone calls. I always like to start with a meditation. So if you're new on the show, welcome to this loving, amazing community on the radio. And a lot of the things that I'll be talking about each show is things to support your inner spirit awakening so that you can have what your birthright is, and that is the greatest level of love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, and vitality, and of course having those creations that are destined to be in your life, whether it's relationships, a phenomenal job, health, vitality, more money, whatever that is. When you partner with your inner spirit and you partner with the universe, your frequency is at a higher vibration, and thereby what you attract is way, way, way beyond what your human can ever conceive. So let's go ahead and start off with the meditation. If you can all just close your eyes in this magical time of the year. And as you take a deep breath, I'm calling in all the angelics. This is where I'm an angelic walk-in, so I'd like to call in my angelic family. I channel these expansive, loving vibrational beings, I'd like to call them in, the Christ love and universal love, all to surround everybody on this phone call, everybody on the radio show, and those that choose to listen in after the radio show, to bless them with as much love as possible. And as you focus in on your mind, I would like to ask you to see if you can put your thoughts on an imaginary cloud and just allow yourself to just let those thoughts float away. Sometimes when we have our thoughts on those imagined thoughts and we put them on the imaginary clouds, there's no attention or focus, so we're able to let go of whatever it is that is our attention is on. Our attention can be on a past experience, a future desire or worry, and sometimes we forget about living in the moment. And in that very moment is where you actually create the wonderful new beginnings. And so just take another deep, deep, deep breath. And I'll focus in on your heart. And I want you to allow that beautiful, loving heart of yours to open up and just feel what it feels like to feel your inner strength, your inner love, your inner joy. When you bring that out into the world, there isn't a sense of searching for it, rather a sense of sharing with others. So allow your heart to really feel your inner spirit of and nurturing that heart, loving heart of yours. Again, taking another deep, deep breath. And now looking inside your body. Is your body feeling tense? Is it feeling relaxed? What's it feeling? I want you to breathe into any parts of the body that you'd like to have more relaxed, more at peace. A sense of really feeling what it feels like to just be in the moment. When we allow ourselves to connect to our inner spirit, our frequency is at a different vibration than when we allow our humanness to get caught up in worry or fears or insecurities or other things that keep us in a vibration that's not happy or loving or peaceful or joyful. And so where is your frequency? Is your frequency in alignment with joy, love, peace? Or in alignment with fear, self-doubt, worry? If it's the second, I'd ask you to just let it go by putting it into an imaginary box, tying it up in a beautiful yellow ribbon and handing it up to your spirit guides. They're standing right there ready to receive it. And just let go of trying to force or control something. And now take a deep breath and just feel what it feels like to have a releasing of that hold of whatever it was that you may have held on to that has kept you feeling stuck in a program or in a belief or in a circumstance or a situation that isn't serving you or those involved with you for your highest good. Taking another deep breath and now slowly coming back into the room. Allowing yourself to stay very present in the moment, feeling the love inside, and give yourself a huge, huge hug, knowing how loving you are. And just allow yourself to, just when you're ready, to open your eyes. And just feel the excitement of being very present in the moment. So before I take the calls, we have some phenomenal calls that are coming in. I do want to do a couple of things. This is only a half-hour show. So I'm going to jot down the numbers so I remember the order. So area code 805, you're going to be first. And then we have area code 305, you're going to be second. And then we have area code 443. If we have time, I'll take that call and see how everything flows, and we'll go from there. So time does fly by fast, and I want you to know my intention is to get everybody on the call, so just know that. I do recognize the 443 number, so I already got you, girl. So I know where you're at. Okay, so in part of dealing with the show, one of the things that I've always strived for, especially in this amazing new year, is we're moving into what I call the spiritual. And what that means is that rather than the ego controlling your life and putting you in self-defeating situations, your inner spirit becomes more active, and thereby the human part of you doesn't have to be so controlling, and thereby there's more of a partnering. And when you start to master in that partnering and become one with love in that partnering, then you start to connect at a different frequency than when your ego was controlling and your self-defeating beliefs were more active. And so as you continue to listen to this show, there are little tips and tricks that I share with the show as a whole, because these are channeled messages that are coming through to support whoever's listening to the show. And hopefully you'll get like an insight, a revelation, or an aha that'll help to inspire you to really know how worthy you are, how confident you can be, and how lovable you are when you really start to let go of that of which is not serving you and your highest good and those in your life. So when I do take the shows, I do ask that you please limit it to one question. Focus in on the present moment with question. Also, move away from if you can, from the how is it going to happen and the when, which is time, is going to happen. The reason why I have you move away from those two things is they create limiting beliefs that keeps you stuck in not having it. So if you can really have the courage to let it go, if it comes through, which I do at times do get time frames, that's different than asking for it. I also will ask you for my integrity as part of this show, is I'm creating this amazing loving community. I have been for quite some time, and I'm expanding it to those that are committed to really moving into greater levels of love and joy and peace and prosperity, and would like to have the support as a we focus with the angelic realm, these vibrational love beings, and universal love and the Christ love that I work with. And so if you're interested in transforming your life and really moving into these committed levels of taking your life to a different place than where it currently is, to a more expansive place, to a more joyful place, a more peaceful place, then when I ask if you're interested, if your integrity says yes and your authenticity says yes, then please do say yes. If you're not feeling called to do it at the time, by all means, then say no. Listen to your heart and definitely follow that. Don't let limitations stand in your way of moving into the transformation, because it'll keep you stuck in that pattern of what you don't want. And so the website, if you want to get more information, is heart, H-E-A-R-T, of motivation.webs, W-E-B-S.com. I also wrote it down in the chat room. There are online series. Product special I'm offering for the Christmas holiday, $10 for any CD or DVD. They're great to give away as gifts, as well as treating yourself to transforming your life. There's an online series, special events, and meditations to help to transform through nurturing your inner soul. So if any of that is of interest, just let me know. Our next show is January 6th. It's going to be a first Wednesday of the year, and then January 13th, the normal show, which is on Wednesdays, and it'll be at 3:30. And it seems like this time works a lot better than the old time that I used to do, which was 8 o'clock. So if you want to mark your calendars and jump in and keep me up to date on what's going on in your phenomenal life, then I'd love to hear that. Okay, so we're going to start with area code 805. And again, please make sure you stay very present in the moment. One question, move away from the time limits and the how, and keep your focus in on your heart. I ask that you do not record, because if you record, it creates static, and I can't get the messages as accurately. So you're welcome to take notes. Please don't record so that it doesn't create inaccurate messages and static and so forth. Okay, love, and all I want to know is your first name. I believe area code 805, California, so just your first name would be perfect. Okay. So 805, you're on the air. Can you hear me?
Hi, my name is Donna.
Okay, let's start again.
Hi, hello?
Hi, Donna. I wasn't clicking on the right button, so you couldn't hear me.
Oh, okay, I was wondering.
Oh, I know, you're probably going, hello. Sorry about that. My name is really out there. Okay, honey, what's your question?
I would like to be in a relationship. I'd like to get married. I'm 61.
Lovely.
And I'd like
you
to settle
like
down.
Young...
I don't have kids or anything. Huh?
I said you sound like a young chirping spirit, so I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so let me see what they say. It's always, you know, timing. I'm not going to get too much into it. I want to see how they express what's going on. You've done an amazing job in really moving a lot of energies around. I can hear that from your spirit guides. You have a lot of ancestral energies in your energy field. I would encourage you, if you feel like sometimes your energy is a little heavy, I would encourage you to ask them to go into the light. They tend to do that when you're about to make a transition, as far as from one phase of your life to the next. I definitely do see a guy in your energy field, so the great sign is that he's in your energy field, which means he's close. It looks like I heard 10 or 20 miles. So are you living in California, like San Luis Obispo area?
I'm in Santa Barbara. which is about an hour from San Luis.
It feels like he's in San Luis Obispo because I kept hearing San Luis Obispo. So, yeah, this
is great.
I go
up that way. My sister lives there. Yeah.
Now, is there some kind of a yoga studio or something near the freeway or kind of in the middle of the freeway or kind of close to the freeway?
I don't know.
Okay, so I would encourage you to explore that because I keep hearing my heart goes on fire. So he does go there. He frequents there. Looks like I think it's like a Wednesday is what I keep hearing. So if there's an evening Wednesday class, I know there's not that often that they give specifics, but when they do, it's pretty accurate. So it feels like he's taking an evening class. It looks like a 7 o'clock Wednesday type of a class. I wouldn't bother looking at it between now and the holidays because it looks like he's gone. It feels like he went to the East Coast somewhere. I can't get a finger on what that is, if it's relatives or work or whatever. But I would encourage you to take that class. They're going to love me for promoting it if there is one there. I have no idea. But if there is, and there's a Wednesday yoga class, see if you could jump in as a guest. And it doesn't look like it's going to happen until probably sometime in February or even March before you recognize this person. It's almost looking like you're gelling things. You've released so much stuff that it almost feels like you were running from one thing to the next. And so you're gelling your new life right now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So while you're gelling it, you need some time to incorporate what's necessary so that when you do have him in your life, it'll be what is necessary for you. He's very, very nurturing. He's also very quiet. He's very introspective. And he will stimulate your heart and make you feel nurtured. It doesn't look like you had that in a while, so that could be nice for you. Okay, so that I go to, because it's like time is flying and I feel like I'm rushing. So may I call you to see about being involved in the community to see how we could support this manifestation and other things that may happen in your life? Do you feel called to explore that?
Sure.
Okay. So know that I would encourage you after the call to just go to the website and see if what I do resonates for you. So when I call you, you can have more of a peaceful feeling if it's something that you want to be involved in. And I do want to encourage people because this is where my integrity comes in. When I ask, you know, see if it resonates for you. Don't feel like you're pressured to do it because I don't believe in pressure. I don't believe in pushing my talents and my abilities. I'm very committed to this because I know that I've seen so many people, you can read the testimonials, you really do transform and you're on this planet. Why not have fun celebrating life and being with a loving community? So do that. Also, if you do want to make a donation to support the show, you can do that on the homepage, heartofmotivation.webs.com as well. Okay, love, I will talk to you soon.
Is that the webpage?
Meantime,
I'm sorry. I'm not on the computer right now, but your webpage is heartofmotivation.webs.com,
and it's heart of motivation.webs.com. And there's tabs on top. You can explore the different tabs. I would encourage everybody to write that down, the website, just in case your answer is yes, so I don't have to repeat that, so I can go on to many more callers. So do write that down. It's heart of motivation.webs.com. And, you know, you could say, yes, I'd like to explore it. And then when you go on the website, you'll get a greater picture. The call is to follow up with you after you explore it and so forth. So in the meantime, I want to send you lots of love. I'm going to really be excited to hear about this meeting. And
thank you.
I hope you come back to the next show. You're definitely doing all the right things. Just keep doing what you're doing. Make sure you nurture yourself and rest a little bit because I just keep getting you running a little quick. So just relax a little bit and allow it to come to you. You don't have to feel like you have to, you know, like run after it. It'll just naturally and organically connect you to. And that'll be, it'll definitely be more peaceful for you, that's for sure. So, okay, love, we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
You're welcome. Happy holidays. All right, so push the red one. It's funny because red usually means, you know, ended, but in this case it's the opposite. So, okay, and your first name, area code 305.
Hello. Hi, my name is Eduardo.
Hey, Eduardo. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Rose. Thank you for taking my call.
It's absolutely my pleasure.
How are you doing today?
I'm actually doing phenomenal. I just absolutely love the energy that comes in during this time of the year, and that's why I decided to do an extra show to really gift everybody and let them feel the love.
Cool.
So,
thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. That's awesome.
Well, it's my pleasure. It's just, you know, everybody's, we're all family, and it's important that we remember that, that sometimes we forget that we're all connected in different ways and our spirit is one. So it's nice to celebrate that love. Okay, honey. So
for
go
sure.
ahead and please tell me the question
well,
you
I wanted
have.
To get...
Give me a minute to tune in.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I just wanted some clarity or a message in regards to a career and finance.
Okay, so are you looking for a new job? Is that what you're wanting me to check?
I'm an entrepreneur at heart, so I'm looking to start a new business. I just finished a project that I've been working on. Thank you. I just finished a project that I've been taking a long time. And,
yeah, seeing that, I saw a long line behind you with that. That was preparing you for this experience. You had to get more wisdom with this new project. And I think you're brilliant that you did that rather than jumping in and making all the mistakes. You got yourself through this project and other projects prior to that to get you ready for this experience. So really, you're a very smart man, and you have to give yourself a little bit more credit around that, so that, you know, when you move forward in this new project, your worth brings in the value that you tend to underestimate your value a little bit. Stop doing that. The great thing is you don't have ancestrals in your energy field, so a lot of what you're learning right now is very you-oriented, and that's really good because it's moving you into your purpose and helping you to expand into that purpose. It looks like, are you thinking of starting this new business around the March timeframe, first quarter of the year?
Probably the first quarter. I mean, I need to set it up. I was hoping to do it as soon as possible so I can start, you know, selling and generating some income.
Making some income coming in. What I am hearing is that be patient because the income may not start until around the March timeframe. It looks like there's going to be a little driblets here and driblets there. So depending upon how you open up your energy field with regard to your value and your self-worth, that may make it a little sooner because you know you're gifted, but emotionally you tend to undervalue parts of, I don't know if it's the charging or something, but there's something there that they're asking me to tell you to look at. Does that make sense?
I'll look into it.
A little? Yeah, look into it because these definitely there. When you start the business, it may come up and show you what they're talking about. Just look at it. It's not about you not thinking you're intelligent or anything like that, because you obviously know you are. It's just the valuing of what you're doing and how you're going to put yourself out there. Just watch that part, because that area will tend to come up in your face a little bit when you start the new business. It's definitely going to be a very lucrative business.
It's going to be
a lot of potential. A very lucrative business. There's a lot of
cool.
Are you doing this alone or with a partner?
I'm doing it alone.
Okay, because I do see somebody in June that could potentially come in and contribute in some form of fashion. Doesn't look like a partnership, but there's definitely someone there. So I would stay open to seeing what that person has to say.
Okay.
Yeah, you're definitely a very driving person. So they just keep telling me that same message. Just really watch how you value yourself, especially with this new adventure that you're going to be on. And if you really shift it and become conscious about it and just bring it up a notch, your business will flow a lot more smoothly than it will if you don't. You'll go up and down and get discouraged.
Okay. Cool. That's great. I'm glad that the validation is coming through that it's the right business to get into.
Yeah, I keep hearing you're definitely on track. I mean, you've been preparing for this for quite some time. It's not like you didn't want to do this. It's like you've been preparing. You may not have known exactly what it was going to look like, but you've been preparing to bring your amazing leadership skills out. And, you know, it's time. Yeah, it's definitely time. Just keep listening to your heart and just keep, you know, doing what you're doing, but do it in a way that doesn't feel like you have to throw yourself out there and rush into, you know, starting the business when you think your ego wants you to start it, rather than the timing of it starting. Because as you move into this new adventure of March, it's when it's really going to pick up. So,
okay.
And I'd be happy to hear about the outcome of this experience, because you're definitely... Is this towards the East Coast or the Midwest? Where are you?
I'm on the East Coast.
On the East Coast.
In Miami.
In Miami. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
What does New York have to do with you? Do
you know? Well, I was recently in New York in a course, you know, for tech entrepreneurs that was very, very valuable, you know.
Oh, okay, because I keep hearing stay connected to the East Coast, and I wasn't getting why. So maybe there's something there you'll take another connection with wherever that course was, or something about the East Coast. Keep yourself open, because the cord is there for you to keep learning and so forth.
Okay, cool.
It's
an online business, you know, and I'm trying to... basically bring all these different platforms together.
Well, now it makes sense as to why it could take a little while, because you have to get your credibility online, make the right connections, the marketing and all that stuff. Yeah, be very compassionate with yourself and optimistic, especially when you're doing something online. It can really hit off really fast. For some reason, I keep seeing it's more incremental with you than shooting off really fast. So kind of exciting. Yeah, keep me posted. Do you want me to call you about the community, or do you feel you want to, how do you, where are you at with that all?
Yeah, definitely. Call me with the community, of course. I can check it out.
Okay. Okay, sweet.
That'd
well, we have 90 seconds, so let me get to the next caller.
All right, thank you so
much. It's going fast. Okay, love. Talk to you soon.
Take care. Happy holidays.
You too. Happy holidays. This must be Kathy. I recognize 443.
Yeah, I'm back in Maryland from Florida. Back to work, the old grind.
See what they could talk about, and then in 30 seconds. Go ahead. We'll see what goes on. It may cut you off.
I'd like to get a message from my angels on my spiritual journey.
The most amazing thing is that you are so on track right now that you just got to keep yourself open. It looks like your second chakra, open up your second chakra, and the third one is much more open. And so now bring the relationship with yourself up, and keep nurturing yourself, and keep bringing that to a place that allow you to feel the connection inside more. Just keep focusing inward, keep bringing the inner focus so that you strengthen that core on your path, and that'll move things really quicker. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I forgot to, I got to go look at your CDs. I forgot to do that.
Okay, cool.
So,
yeah, there's a special going on.
Yeah,
the special's $10. And it's great to give as gifts, give it to strangers, help make a difference in their life, make a difference in your life. It just opens up opens up so much energy, and it's just phenomenal. Anyway, you look great energetically-wise. I'm excited for you, girl.
Yay!
You're in this community. You joined last month or last week or whatever it was, 2 weeks ago. So,
yeah.
Yeah, in just a short period of time, I'm already seeing some shifts in you. So you just, I'm just grateful that you're part of our community, and I just send you so much love. Our next show is January 6th, and January 13th is after that. And in the meantime, I wish you all a phenomenal happy holidays and sending you all so much love.